Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Sorensen, I guess, pushed back on Bosa. I guess he pushed back on it. I got to listen to Nick Sorensen. He's pushing back on players? All right, Nick Sorensen.
I don't think it was something we didn't adjust. I mean, we started changing some of the calls, and we did mix up whether it was too high or brought pressure. So I thought we talked about it on the sideline, what happened on that one play, and I don't think it was really any breakdown or miscommunication on not adjusting late, because we were changing things up and, you know, getting different looks with our shell and with bringing different types of pressures as well.
So that's Shanahan and Sorensen this week, the defense coordinator of the 49ers. Pushing back on what Nick Bosa said early in the week, saying, yeah, we need to adjust better, blah, 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 blah.
Are you insinuating we have a Bosa problem?
No, Bosa just needs to play better. That's all I'm saying. The clip that you guys
I'm saying a Bosa accountability problem.
He needs to be accountable. Okay, I've been saying this for 2 years now.
Yes.
You just brought up, you know, and this is, it made me think. I was like, damn, it's been a while. When did he last have an impactful game in a win?
So they've played a month of football here. They played a month of football last January, a month of football in December, and we go back to Thanksgiving night. That's almost 3 months of football, games, where he has yet to have a signature game.
Mm.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And at the summit, at Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank. And Kyle Madsen is coming in. He offered everybody coffee. Kyle, I don't need coffee, man. I appreciate it. I'm good. I'm already ready to roll.
I need
coffee today.
Breakfast burrito.
I'm going to get breakfast a little later. I'm fired up. I've eaten nothing so far, and I'm ready to roll. I wish this game was kicking off in an hour. I swear to God, I'm so fired up for this game tonight. Nick Bosa, with a clip the other day, we're talking about him. When you're the highest paid defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
In football, again, I think he's the most important player. We talked about this at Fremont Bank at the summit. We all went around the round table. Who's the most important player for this football team? Because I knew, the defensive line was going to struggle. Like, we kind of highlighted defensive line. Like, boy, I'm a little worried about the defensive line depth. Boy, I don't know. Like, by the way, there's another clip of Chase Young lollygagging on the football field the other day. You know, remember we were talking about effort in the NFC Championship game?
I know.
And he's lollygagging at Arrowhead Stadium?
But he did have that first quarter in the preseason against the Niners.
Can't be any worse than George Pickens.
Mm. Well, Pickens has been a diva for quite a while.
So, you know, but this is random. Do you want to talk about random, Shasky? Bonte, did you knock Zaza for his flagrant foul against Kawhi Leonard, asking for a friend from the 850? No, I didn't. He closed out. It's a tough basketball play, you know? Zaza didn't deserve death threats. He's just playing hard basketball, man. I mean, come on. No, I didn't knock Zaza.
Our player, Will Clark. It's a great slide on Jose Akendo.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally in line. No, I have no problem with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Matt Holiday, put him in jail.
You know?
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. So, Nick Bosa, is it a must-win game?
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must-win because I'm stealing Kyle's team meeting thing because technically your season's over if it's a must-win, but it definitely feels like it, so we're treated that way.
Now, we talked about tackling. They missed 15 tackles last Sunday. What was the total number over the last 2 weeks? 29 missed tackles
it's
over the last
most
2 weeks.
Over any 2 year period in years.
Wow, 2 week period in years for Shanahan.
For Shanahan, yes, please.
Well, Sorensen doesn't think they have a tackling issue.
We miss tackles sometimes because we're aggressive. Like, we do coach our guys to take their shots. If you show, like, make me a cut up of those tackles, and I'll tell you if it's a good or bad one, to be honest. I mean, that's just, we play aggressive, we play violent. We have, you know, sometimes Fred shows up with quite a few missed tackles, but he's, if a guy stops his feet and they're having to take time and that guy loses a yard, but you kind of fall off and now we've got two other guys coming, then that's not a bad missed tackle. Sometimes they're a little bit different. I'd have to quantify it by looking at tape. Then I could probably talk you through if they're good or bad or not.
Oh, Nick, boy. It's pretty straightforward, bud. Arm tackles where you're flailing and falling to the side, it's pretty straightforward. There is a huge difference between Fred Warner missing a tackle, who we all know is a heat-seeking missile, and Malik Mustafa coming in and trying to, like, snatch the flag like he's playing, like, flag football against James Conner. Love Malik Mustafa, but, like, come on. And Devondre Campbell, I mean... I've seen safety cones make bigger tackles than him. Listen, their side-to-side quickness is extremely explosive compared to him.
I got to listen to this one more time from Nick Sorensen.
We miss tackles sometimes because we're aggressive. Like, we do coach our guys to take their shots. If you show, like, make me a cut-up of those tackles, and I'll tell you if it's a good or bad one, to be honest. I mean, that's just, we play aggressive, we play violent. We have, you know, sometimes Fred shows up with quite a few missed tackles, but he's, if a guy stops his feet and they're having to take time and that guy loses a yard, but you kind of fall off, and now we've got two other guys coming, then that's not a bad missed tackle. Sometimes they're a little bit different. I'd have to quantify it by looking at tape. Then I could probably talk you through if they're good or bad or not.
Let's call Baldy. Get Baldy to cut up the missed tackles.
You don't even need to do that. Nick, did you watch the fourth quarter? That was the compilation highlight tape. I'm like, poor Nick.
My favorite part
of
that.
He's thinking over his head.
Well, he's also saying, he's like, yeah, I need to look at it. If you guys can send me that. I was like, you're not going to do anything if I send that to you. You're going to take rocks.
I would tell Nick, and Nick, all you have to do is follow one of the many millions of Niner fans on Twitter who are reposting the 10,000 missed tackles from the Terminator over the weekend. How about, hey Nick, how about the play where Kyler Miller said deuces at the line of scrimmage and ran 55 yards? Like, did you need to see a cut up of that?
Dude, listen. I mean,
this guy's in over his head.
Well, listen. That
the
was,
more I hear him, I go, you know what? Everyone's like, oh, Purdy's got pressure. Shanahan's got pressure. Nick Sorensen's job is on the line. I'm kidding?
No. Well, no. You thought I was kidding in week two.
No, we're here.
Remember week two? I said, boy, Nick Sorensen. When are we going to start talking about him? Second goes, already? Remember that Spinotti? I was like, already? I said, oh, come on, man. You know what we did when the Niners won? Went 5-0, and we're comparing the units. Who's better, defense or offense? All of a sudden, they lose three games in a row. They score 17-17-17, and all the heat went to Steve Wilks. Every last bit of it. It was, we excused everything offensively. So you thought Nick Sorensen?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I mean, he is built for this. He hung tough last year, Nick. And you know what? Steve Wilks in that Super Bowl coached his ass off. Bonte. And Shanahan had to help Nick Sorensen. Hold on.
One of two or three ways this goes. They pray to God they get Robert Saleh back regular season, which feels so unlikely.
Well, but hold on real quick. My iWatch just said our decibel levels are loud. I got an alert. Exposure to...
Yeah, you know what I do?
I've had enough.
Mute that for the day and move on. Because that happens all the time.
We're too loud.
I'm surprised that's the first time it's gone off.
No, it goes off a lot during this show. Exposure to sounds below 80 decibel levels should not affect your hearing. Loud, repeated long-term exposure to sounds above 80 decibels can lead to permanent damage. Consider using hearing protection or moving to a quieter area.
They lose tonight, okay? And the defense gets gashed.
This is great.
There's only going a couple directions. One of them. They pray to God Robert Saleh wants to come back, and they move his family out here, and they figure out the whole thing. Like, Jed, just buy the man a mansion in Morgan Hill somewhere. Number two, they just turn to Bosa and Warner, and they say, hey, why don't you guys just play DC? Because, I mean, I what else are you going to do?
Oh,
what are their options? Or three, I guess you just let Staley take over.
Oh, gosh. The DBs don't have an interception
so
far.
You don't have to ask that again.
DBs don't have an interception, and Tre'Davious Ward is questionable. Questionable.
Yeah, I want to see Renardo Green tonight. Tonight is a Renardo Green game.
Well, you want to bring a rookie against these three wide receivers?
We have to trust the youngsters. Yeah. No, I'm tired of hearing this. Oh, the rookies. The vets are letting them down. No, Devondre Campbell is letting them down. Isaac Adam, a couple weeks before, he was letting them down. Play the rookies. Yeah, okay, Malik Mustafa missed some tackles, and I was crushing him. Hufanga missed... made one of the worst angles on the Kyler Murray play that I've ever seen. The veterans have let them down as much as young players. I don't want to hear that the rookies can't play. You got to roll the dice sometimes.
No, I'm with you.
You got to just roll the dice and live with the growth so that if you play them now, they're ready to go by week 9, 10. Like, just, well, you got to take a little, one step back to take two steps forward.
He's probably going to play. He's probably going to play tonight.
Play the young guys. Put Bethune in. Put Jalen Graham in. I'm tired of watching old, slow, upright linebackers.
Renardo Green's probably going to play because Isaac Adams going to be on a short leash. We don't know if Charvarius Ward's going to go. He's questionable with the knee bruise.
If Ward doesn't go, I'm telling you, I am playing.
Well, he's going to play. No, he's got no choice.
I'm playing Renardo Green, and I'm going to say, D'Amino Lenore, you're shadowing whoever there. If it's DK, pick the guy you want to shadow. Stay with him. Renardo, get on the opposite side, and yad him in the slot. Let's go. That's what I'm doing.
I just can't believe that D. Cordes says, send me some clips and I'll qualify him as good or bad this tackle. Not a good sound. If I was in that point, I was like, whoa, what are we doing? When did he hit the podium? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Was it yesterday that he hit the podium? I don't remember. Because he already watched a game film, so he knows if it was a bad or good missed tackle.
That was from Tuesday.
Yeah, so he already had watched the Arizona film. He already watched it. Wow, that's not good.
You didn't fold the laundry. Well, if you show me a cut-up of me folding laundry, I'd have a better idea of whether I folded the laundry
or not. I need to do the laundry. Maybe I'll do the laundry before the game.
Laundry is never ending.
I know.
There's a bottomless hole of laundry.
Oh, I know.
Michelle says the other day, hey, the laundry's done. I go for like a minute. and then it's going to restart. The laundry's never done. It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You get to the other end and you go back to the beginning.
Yeah. How much paint do they waste on the Golden Gate Bridge? Lubman, I need to, before you get to the injury report.
Of all the things this city's wasting money on, you're worried about the paint on the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah, absolutely. They're always painting the damn bridge.
And they should.
No, they shouldn't. Let the paint fade a little bit.
It's one of the few monuments that we actually have a lot of civic pride for.
Paint it once a year.
No,
they
basically do paint it once a year.
No, they paint it all year round.
It's technically painted all year round, man.
Well, doesn't the paint like protect the bridge itself too? Because then like rust builds in. There's a lot of salt air. Come on, guys. Science.
Come on, man. There's so much paint we're wasting on. We're worried about all these problems.
You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
And you know that's premium paint, so they're paying top dollar for that. The most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. It's Hip Hop Made the Bay story.
Ridiculous.
Ja Rule, Bone Thugs, and DJ Quick. Friday, November 1st at the SAP Center. Tickets to sell it fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com. Lubman.
Where is Ja?
49ers injury report. What you got?
All right. So, yeah, the ones we already know are out. Jake Moody, Talanoa Hufanga, Demetrius Flanagan Fowles, Jordan Elliott. They are all out. Charvarius Ward, he is questionable. Chris Conley, he is questionable. Jair Brown, George Kittle, Fred Warner, Jacob Cowing. They were all full participants in practice yesterday, so it looks like they are going to be good to go. You want the Seahawks?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's a lot of names on
the
Seahawks.
Give me the Seahawks.
Byron Murphy, Uchenna Nwosu, and Rip Woolen, they are all out.
Oh, Tariq Woolen's out.
Tariq Woolen's out. Wow, okay.
Tariq Woolen, yeah, cornerback. He is out. He's got an ankle injury. Boy Mafe, linebacker, he is questionable with a knee injury. Julian Love, safety, he is questionable with a hamstring injury.
Wow.
Derek Hall, linebacker, questionable with a foot injury, though he was a full participant in practice yesterday. Let's see. Then everyone else looks like is good to go. Rayshon Jenkins, Kane's legend, he's good to go. Noah Fant, tight end, good to go. DK, he'll be playing. Brady Russell, he'll be playing. Laviska Shenault, he'll be playing. Cameron Young, he'll be playing. Leonard Williams, he'll be playing. Jonathan Hankins with the hand injury that he's been a full participant all week long. That has been your injury report.
Laviska Shenault, everyone thought he was the cheat code in fantasy like 3 years ago.
Colorado, and then he got drafted by Jacksonville.
He had that one game that one time.
Jacksonville. Rayshon Jenkins is a guy the 49ers brought in to go visit at free safety. He has a pick, I think, already, so.
Of course he does.
You know, and no, 707, I am not betting on this football game. No. I do not bet on for. No. I'm staying away from that.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.